The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with the University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from my home department, Chemistry and Biochemistry, it's Professor Mara Livesey.
Hello.
You gave another exam today, didn't you?
I did give another exam today.
Let me tell you, without saying any specific numbers, I come to the building early, although not early enough that I get beaten by custodians. But there were already students in the lobby at 5:45 a.m. this morning.
My students?
So, yes.
Wow.
Getting ready for your exam. So,
wow.
It's pretty shocking. It only happens a couple times a year, but I walk in and there's a, hey. The lights aren't even on in the building yet. They don't turn on until 6, so it's kind of shocking.
Wow.
So, yeah, how did it go?
I heard it was a little bit shorter and a little bit easier.
Oh, interesting. Was that done on purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
I listened to feedback and I tried to honor that feedback.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah.
Well, you have a wonderful long fall break to be, well, 2 days, to finish grading your bajillion exams. We'll see
yes,
how it goes,
absolutely.
I guess. Given an exam yet, Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies?
I'm preparing to give take-home exams
in
3 of my classes next week.
Got it.
That way I get next Friday off.
Yeah, nice.
We
are mired in midterms right now, midterms. Week 7 completing in literally just the next few hours here. Pretty crazy. All the way around the table, but almost back, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
From the Berkeley Tiki Bar.
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't even have to deal with any midterms.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Lucky you.
Well, I never did before anyway, so I mean... No, I mean, honestly, it's like, okay, guys, it's midterm. Work harder. Goodbye. That was about it, so...
Work harder.
Work harder.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't eat too much.
Yeah, exactly. Well, any new episodes of The Dead Files coming we should be looking out for?
I think I got one or two more in the hopper. So.
Okay. We'll be looking
out
for it.
It's all good.
It's October. It's
I've still got some
stuff.
other projects that I'll let you know about.
Looking forward to the goofiest of them.
The Hungry Howie's commercial in a couple of weeks during the Lions games.
Yay. So. I can't wait.
Oh, Lordy.
Is it sort of absurd humor?
Yes, I'm drawing on children.
Okay.
I'm going to find photographic evidence of it.
Oh, my. So. I don't even know what's coming in. So are you going to be in the commercial?
No.
Okay, just your drawings.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Is it like tattoos?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Are they real permanent tattoos on these poor children?
Oh, my goodness.
Like little people.
Those are babies.
For all you people out in Radioland, he's holding up a phone with some real photographs of drawing on
That
children.
Wonderful child was so patient. I had to draw on them. So.
Wow, okay.
And that's the mom holding the baby.
I cannot wait to see this commercial now.
It'll be interesting. So.
Just about the time the Lions season is heating up,
yes.
A few more wins, and
yes, so.
We're going to expect to see this commercial, huh?
I'll mention it to you folks. You'll see it. So.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize, too. The autograph photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. Find us on Facebook or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. It occurs to me after we added that part to our script that you really can't submit questions in that way. As a matter of fact, you might make Google or Alexa or whatever really angry if you start barking out questions. Folks, we received a thank you note. Notice the front says thank you. Matt and panelists, thank you so much for your hospitality at ATP, making me an honorary acting professor. I'm updating my LinkedIn profile. See you next year, Professor Hank Durkin. So that's very, very nice of Hank to send this to us.
Yeah.
We fulfilled one of his big dreams, and I thought he was joking when he said that, but he was actually being truthful.
He had some good answers, too.
Yeah,
he did.
He saved our bacon several times. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, here are some interesting questions. International Superstitions Extravaganza, compiled by Sarah Martin of Carlisle, Ohio, for the month of October.
Does Ohio count as an international destination for Michiganders?
That's a good point. Do we all see the big joke over the summer where the company's going to make the candles that smell like the main smell from that state, but Ohio's was going to be scentless?
Sarah,
just reporting
please
the
forgive
news.
Us.
Just reporting the news. Panelists, hope you enjoy these sometimes spooky superstitions from around the globe as we continue to prepare for Halloween, don't we all? I'll consider you passing if you get 20 out of 25. Let's see what we can do here. So thank you, Sarah Martin of Carlisle, Ohio, for sending in your questions. In Russia, it's bad luck to say what phrase before the actual day.
I know Sarah Palin.
Oh, okay. It's happy birthday. Oh, okay. You're not allowed to say it until it's the actual day. Wow. Bad luck.
You're never allowed to say those words.
Yeah.
Oh.
Seriously.
Okay.
In Japan, it's unlucky to put your chopsticks point down into your food. Why is this? This is a tough one.
Because they get soggy.
I'm going to say partial credit, but it's not what they're looking for.
What, the line will flip out and just kind of like splash you? I don't know.
Then you won't be able to catch the fly with the chopsticks later?
No, not like that. Not like that. It makes a shape, when you do that into food, of a character from Japanese language.
Oh, that means like the devil or something?
Getting closer. Devil.
Oh, like Ultraman, Johnny Sacco, what? Godzilla?
I think it's like...
The Emperor's alter ego?
Character as in a letter?
Right, that's what I mean. Not like Batman or anything
Like that. Or something like that, you know what I mean?
No, there is... I'm not quite sure how much deeper we can go. But, I mean, you got close, Mara. So the character for the number 4, which is the most unlucky number in Japanese... is pronounced, it's a homophone, with the word death. So, trivia, God. In China even, they will skip the number 4 when numbering apartments and skip the fourth floor
I remember
buildings.
That my cousin's wedding, my aunt would not stay on the fourth floor. She made us change rooms for
there
her.
There you go. Bad luck. Bad
old
luck.
School.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not just bad luck, but death. That's different than bad luck.
that's
I dropped my 20 down the sewer. Oh, I'm dead. That's like... different. Devil owes me $20.
And in the U.S., it's the 13th floor.
13, yes.
And I've never seen a building with 666 floors either.
Yeah, at least not yet.
Yes.
Although I will point out, because I can't help myself, the next Simpsons Halloween episode is their 666th episode of the show. In Spain, you should eat 12 of these, one after the other, at midnight on New Year's Eve for good luck the next year.
Grapes,
yes.
Antacids.
Now, are you just, like, doing context clues, or did you know the grapes, Mara?
I had heard that one before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Eat grapes. Yeah. And who wouldn't eat grapes at midnight?
I know. They're so good.
Exactly. In the Philippines, you shouldn't do this specific thing right after you've been to a funeral. This is a long shot, but anybody who knows the Disneyland or the Disney World or any of the other Disney places, Haunted Mansion, knows that one of the central conceits is that something might happen to you at the end of the ride. It's the same thing we're trying to avoid here.
The ghost might sit next to you?
Right. So you can't go home because a bad spirit might follow you there. So you have to stop somewhere else first on the way back from
the dry cleaner?
The dry cleaners count.
The fourth floor.
100%. Leave your evil spirit at the dry cleaners, then go home. You know? They want to get their stains out of their sheets or something like that. I don't know. Ghosts and things like that. Yeah, tradition says an evil spirit will follow you home, which is what happens in Disney, too. It's kind of morbid. In Lithuania, you shouldn't do this inside a house, or you may be inviting a demon to your house. You should not do this everyday thing that I do pretty much every day in the hallways of my building. Mara knows what I do. Well, she'll know when I say it, but I do it in route from my lab office to the main office of the building.
Removing your lab coat.
Mara, what does he do?
I don't know.
I know, it's kind of a...
Now I feel like I should
stop. Stopping at the drinking fountain?
Well, it's because of where your office is located. You're not going to hear me doing this.
Whistling.
Oh. Yes, it's okay. Whistling. Should not whistle inside your house, or you could invite a demon into your home. Yes,
that's
don't
a problem.
Do that.
Ooh.
But only in Lithuania. Across the border, good luck!
Can I still say Candyman 5 times in a mirror?
Or Beetlejuice 3 times?
We're going to make that movie soon. It's kind of freaky, right? I've never been that big of a horror movie guy, but I can't stop myself from watching them at this time of year. It's so much fun. In Germany, what does it mean if you cheer with water? So you're not supposed to make a toast
with water?
With water. Otherwise, something's bad is going to happen. What is it going to be? No?
Someone will water down your beer?
You know, you're wishing something upon all the people with whom you're drinking if you do this, because some people do it for spite.
You need a bath.
Cheers. You're wishing for a year of bad health.
I'll give it to you. You're wishing that they would all drop dead, basically.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
So don't. And I nearly said saluted. I've definitely saluted, but I've like, what am I thinking here? Toasting.
Yeah, water before, just like hand.
Whatever. I'm the designated driver, but I don't wish death upon all the people I'm doing that with.
I was an exchange student to Germany in high school, and we did much toasting, but never with water.
Big steins. Yeah. Yes. Big steins of beer.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. In Japan, you shouldn't sleep with your head pointing in this compass direction.
West.
Incorrect.
Oh, you had a one in four chance.
Toward Mount Fuji.
I'm going to go with...
Toward Mount Fuji is also incorrect.
Well, I figured it out.
South.
No.
Oh, uh-oh. That narrows it down, Dave.
We got two.
No, we need Kendra to break.
This.
Here we need
East. It's north.
Oh,
but do you know the reason why? Because it's very cultural.
Was it like feng shui for like a cold draft?
Really close. It's feng shui for corpses. They're always buried with their heads pointing north. So you don't want to do that when you're sleeping because otherwise you'll be a corpse. Yes, the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
Yikes.
Pretty sure I sleep with my head pointed north, so...
Well,
but you're not in Japan.
That's true. Thank
you. You're okay.
In some parts of Africa, you shouldn't sleep with your head pointing this other direction
for the
exact same reason.
Okay, so we know it's not north.
Don't think too hard, because we are living in a pretty harsh climate in pretty much anywhere in Africa. So what way would be bad if it's not north?
South?
It's definitely west.
Oh.
The east is where the sun comes from, so that's rebirth and the start of things.
Sets in the west.
Yes, sets in the west.
I'm thinking south means you're going to catch like sunburn in the morning. I don't know.
Someday, Simba, the sun will set on my kingdom and rise with you as the king.
Someday soon. Everything the light touches. This is odd, though. I'm definitely not thinking three-dimensionally enough. Bonus trivia. This is why the pyramids were built facing east and west. I'm like, so those are squares, so they're pointing anywhere they want.
Absolutely not.
It's like, yeah, they're pointing every direction.
Maybe
they
like
point up.
The family? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They point up. Do not bury the dead up.
And toward the sky.
Yeah, maybe there's like a line of pyramids that make a line that goes east-west, but to say that a pyramid is pointing west seems kind of weird. Okay. In England, you shouldn't put new shoes on the table. Why?
germs?
Yeah, but that's not what it says here.
Yeah, but they're new shoes, though.
This is a sign that you would see at a wake.
Wait a minute, is this like Abbey Road, what, dead people?
Yeah, well, it's definitely dead people. It's a signal that someone's passed away in the house. To put new shoes on the table. So, but that's an English-speaking country, so it feels like, why didn't we adopt that sort of weird tradition?
Well, that's because Russ Gibbs spooked us all out with
absolutely.
That's all.
Paul's dead. We don't drive on the left or play cricket either.
Yeah, that's true. That is very, very true. A student made fun of my cricket windup the other day because I did it more like a baseball swing. He's like, Prof. Maya, don't even. Like, gets behind me, like giving me a golf lesson. I'm like, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
And after that, his wallet was missing.
And when we recover my wallet, we'll take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
The University of Detroit presents Ask the Professor. The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the radio program on which you match wits with University of Detroit professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Edwin DeWint, and today we have our regular panel with us. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor George Pickering.
A pleasure to be here, as always.
Pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, I mean, it truly is.
On his right, from the Department of English, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Hi, Edwin.
Hi,
glad
Claire.
To be here.
Glad to have you here.
It's an honor and a privilege. I'm going to go on now. I'm going to make a speech.
All right. Are you through?
Yes.
Claire's right. From the Department of Theater, Professor Arthur Beer.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello. On our last program, we were near the end of a set of questions from Bertie Bates. Of Grinnell, Iowa. She was asking you questions about movie stars. This woman was a nightclub hostess in later years, but when young, made a short subject doing some lightning-fast trick riding.
Annie Oakley.
No. Her first name was the name of a a great southern state, big state.
Texas?
Texas Ginnon?
That's right.
Texas what? That?
Texas Ginnon used to run a speakeasy in New York, and she was famous for saying, welcome, suckers, when people came in.
That was Sophie Tucker.
No.
How many times did she say that to you, Arthur?
I wasn't there back then.
But his father told him.
Right.
And we are back, passing through China Grove on our way to some international superstitious extravaganza questions sent in by Sarah Martin of Carlisle, Ohio. Thanks again for sending them, Sarah. We've got a few more to go here, and they only get weirder. I don't know what else to say, but they only get weirder. In France, it's considered good luck if you step in this. Not so much in the United States.
Poop. Gold bullion.
It's definitely dog poop, but it has to be your left foot.
What?
Left foot is the big deal.
Oh my
you, goodness. I mean, there's weirder things, you know, there's weirder things. Like in Russia, if this lands on you or something you possess, it means you will receive wealth soon.
Bird poop?
Bird poop, yes. Nice.
What's up with all the poop jokes all of a sudden?
Yeah, or, where did that come from?
Jeez.
Oh man, that's out of the ordinary.
They all seem like bad luck, though.
All the
you
stuff
just
that's
made that up to cheer people up that got pooped on, right?
Yeah. For real.
I'm trying to think of something we can add here for our international listeners. You know, these things seem very odd to us, but what's something that is a classically American or maybe westernized American good luck, bad luck thing that would probably weird a bunch of other people out?
Like a rabbit foot?
A rabbit foot, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Salt over the shoulder?
Salt over the shoulder, yeah, that's kind of weird.
No, well,
can't think about that without thinking about Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, true, of course, yeah. Of course.
Or the first pitch?
First pitch?
Of a baseball game, the honor of it?
Oh, yeah, the honor of it.
What's the honor? Yeah, you know,
that's
like
a good point, yep. In Egypt, if you hear or see this animal, terrible news will be coming your way. Yeah, I remember hearing about this from one of my
crow,
students.
A raven?
No, you're
a
thinking
rabbit camel.
Western. No.
Definitely not a camel.
It's a bird, though.
Oh. A vulture. Nope. Circling overhead.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That'd be real
that would
bad.
Be bad. No.
Bird. Sparrow?
Bird. I had a picture of this bird in my lab recommending that the students wear their safety goggles to be wise. And a student pulled
an
me
owl?
Aside. Yes, an owl. And said, Prof. Mayo, just so you know, the equivalent bird in Western culture to what we think of owls is a turkey. So imagine the stupidest animal telling you, be wise, wear your goggles. And I took the poster down.
Okay.
So yeah, owls are bad news in the Middle East. Bad, bad news. In Italy, bonus trivia, if an owl comes to your house, it means someone living there will die soon. So that's not cool. Not cool at all. Not
yeah, but who?
Yeah, I will. I haven't had many invited owls to any dinner parties at my house. In Iceland, why shouldn't you knit on your porch?
It's cold?
I'm giving you 95 out of 100. It means the cold weather will stick around longer if you knit on your porch. You're just daring it, Dave. You're just daring it. Mm-hmm. In 1933, Syria banned these toys for superstitious fear they would bring great drought to the country.
Barbie dolls.
Good guess, not correct.
Slinkies.
1933, not slinkies. Oh. It's a little more fundamentally toyish, a la 1933.
33.
Yeah.
Cars?
Nope. Classic toy. Only
dolls.
One purpose of being a toy. Not a doll, but like one step up from a doll. No one uses them anymore. They
slide
go
rules.
Up and down.
Or sticks.
Slide rules. The answer is a yo-yo. A yo-yo was going to bring great drought. Huh. Sarah observes, unsure if fidget spinners may do the same.
Wait a minute. Now, what's the connection between a yo-yo and drought?
I'm sure. I don't know. But they thought the yo-yos would bring a great drought.
Okay.
In Russia, if you give these flowers to somebody, you're wishing infidelity upon them. My, my. Why would you do that?
Hmm.
Lilacs.
No.
A certain color rose?
A certain color rose. The one that's associated with Texas.
Yellow.
It's a yellow rose to wish infidelity upon them. Yeah, that's pretty weird.
There you go, you Russian gigolo. Yeah, have a dozen.
Russian gigolo.
I could go into politics on this one, but I think we'll...
Yeah, probably not. In Ireland, brides will wear these to ward off evil spirits wishing their marriage harm.
Pepper spray.
Well, this is actually a very well-known one that's essentially European, but, you know, for some reason the Irish, like, have one foot in modern day and one foot in, like, 300 years ago. So they will wear this on their bridal gowns because they're very well-known to keep away evil spirits or elves or imps or leprechauns or things like that.
Vampires? Could it be garlic?
Not garlic. Right. It's actually a device. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. A knife.
An ancient device. Like that said, is a good
like
guess.
Like I said, pepper spray.
Not pepper spray.
Darn.
Ancient device.
In Irish history, leprechauns were actually like 10 or 20 feet tall, but something shrunk them. And it was the coming of Christianity. So that's your last hint.
The cross.
Not the cross.
Oh,
not
man. The cross.
Makes a noise.
A bell.
Church bells shrunk the leprechauns, and so if you wear bells on your dress, then you can...
Church bells?
Full credit, by the way, full credit.
Awesome.
So little well bells done. On the dresses. Like
yes. So what happens exactly. at the beginning of the show when the tower chimes go off?
The leprechauns continue to shrink, what can I say? Yeah. It's just, I find it interesting because I think the Western tradition, not even American, something borrowed, something blue, you know, whatever. Mm. I'm sure that sounds pretty nuts, but they walk around jingling the whole time like cats. The bells on their collars. In Rwanda, women will sometimes avoid eating goat. Sometimes. For what reason?
Because it's too tough.
Yeah. They're busy cutting my lawn.
They're afraid it's going to do something to them.
Make them infertile?
No, not make them infertile. Give them something that's socially unacceptable.
Like a STI?
No. They're afraid it will prompt facial hair growth.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know if you've ever eaten goat, but
well,
I have. Times. No, I'm just kidding.
Obviously you have.
Goat diet.
Yeah, the goat diet. In Korea, women should avoid eating what while they are pregnant, fearing their babies will be ugly?
Kimchi.
Not kimchi.
Goat.
I've heard this before. We have a great number, as
squid?
I'm sure Professor Livesey knows, of Korean students who are here for our dental
frogs?
Program. And it has to do with the shape of their food.
The shape of their food?
The shape of their food, yes.
Is it in good shape or bad shape?
It depends. Just depends.
An animal.
Man, I feel like I should
It's not
know
a squid.
This.
Mm-mm.
Is it seafood?
No, it says here if they eat anything that's asymmetric... Their baby will also be asymmetric.
Wait, you mean
in the
like
ugly?
What, well, like flounder?
Wow.
What?
Good luck.
No, I don't know.
Well, how many asymmetrical animals are out there?
Well, I just think it's a piece of food.
A piece
that's
of
asymmetric. Oh, a piece of food. Okay. Yeah. I'm thinking
chicken nuggets, if they're cut into cubes, would be good.
I guess.
All right.
That would be symmetrical. Okay. Hey, our crack research team found a news article from 7 September 2013. Yo-yo banned in Syria. Blamed for drought by Muslims from Beirut.
Wow.
Drought and severe cold is disastrously affecting the cattle in Syria, and Muslim chiefs at Damascus have attributed the wrath of the heavens to the introduction of the yo-yo. There you go.
Wow. Who needs bombs? I said we just go drop a bunch of yo-yos, yeah. You know, if we ever get into war.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's, wow. I don't know what brings drought to America, but it ain't yo-yos. It's something else. From when and why did the superstition of not walking under a ladder come about, sort of in general?
Painters, roofers, dropping things?
No, it's very, very ancient.
Like invading a castle, if you walk under the ladder, somebody's going to drop something.
Someone pushes the ladder
Getting
and you die.
Getting close, something would happen if there was a ladder around.
On the gallows?
Oh, the gallows, yeah, it's the gallows. Yeah. You're going to get hanged.
Ooh.
So don't do that. Don't do that. In Italy, if you say the same word at the same time with a friend... It means you will never get married. How can you reverse this terrible curse?
By saying jinx.
It's their version of it. I have heard this before from my Italian family. They mentioned there's just the popular culture way to make something bad coming your way go immediately away. You have to do something.
What, yell like pizza pizza? What? I mean, what?
You touch your nose. You touch the tip of your nose and that makes it go away.
Okay. Yep. I would never guess that.
Sarah observes it's touching your nose, not buying them a Coke, because that would be jinx in America.
I need a Coke.
In the Netherlands, what should you never do whilst eating dinner?
Sneeze.
Mm-mm. You can sneeze, but you can't do this.
Blow your nose.
No. Touch your nose.
No. this act creates sound.
Belch.
Nope. Burp. Nope. Nothing bodily.
Oh, okay.
Except for that it comes from a person's body.
Honk your armpit. what else?
You're not supposed to sing. Oh, you're not supposed to sing. It means something about making communication with the devil. The devil's got his or her hands in pretty much everything at this point. Still owes me $20. In the Philippines, it's believed you should never do this during a rainstorm. Oh my, you'll attract lightning if you do this.
Stand under a tree.
No, it has to do with the apparel that you'd have on.
Oh, I was going to say wave a 9-iron overhead. I mean,
you should never build a lightning rod and hold it in your hand during a lightning storm. No, it has to do with your apparel.
You should never wear...
Just say something. Something. I thought you were going to say it.
Yeah, you sounded so
flip-flops. Never wear a jacket.
No. It doesn't have to do with the type of clothing you're wearing. It's the color.
Oh, it is the color. Oh. Never wear black.
It's red. You're not supposed to wear red in the Philippines during a lightning storm.
Oh, there go the UDM colors then, I guess.
Yeah, I know. No, well, we won't send them any Detroit Mercy sweatshirts then, huh? In English and North American tradition, what should be the very first words you say each month for good luck? Okay.
Happy New Moon?
Yeah.
No, three words, one right after the other, same word.
So this animal.
Hi.
It's believed this animal, it's the name of the animal you're saying, communicates with the spirit of the underworld because 90% of the time they're living underground. And it's not an insect or anything.
Mole?
Gopher?
Not gopher, not mole.
Rabbit.
It's rabbit is what it says here. Although that's the first I've ever heard of that tradition.
Okay.
I don't get it. In Japan, you should hide if you walk past a graveyard. What should you hide if you walk past a graveyard? My bad.
Your wallet.
That's what I was going to guess.
Your cell phone. Zombies are coming to come swipe. No. So the word for this part of your body translates to parent. So hiding this part of your body protects your parents from death.
What's the Japanese word?
I don't have the word. Oh.
Tei?
No.
Ashi?
Your tummy.
Hara.
Hide your tummy. No, it's your thumbs. Your thumb is your parent finger, apparently. Yugi. So you're supposed to hide your thumbs when you walk past a graveyard so that your parents don't also die. That pretty much covers all the bases.
Okay.
You know, I got to say, we did not do very well on this question set. According to my records...
Sarah's getting 5 pounds of coffee, too, with the mugs.
Yeah, we did 25. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. We had 5 incorrect, so actually we got 20 out of 25. Ooh. We're good.
Wow.
But those were tough, and they were very interesting.
Esoteric.
Thank you so much for sending them in, Sarah. That was... Absolutely really, fantastic.
Really great question, sir.
And put together in such a way that we can celebrate the great month of October. Unfortunately, the time has arrived for us to say goodbye. So we'll see you next week, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Adios.
Professor Livesey.
Rabbit.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and technically directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.